Joining me in the studio, I have a couple more FFA members from United FFA Chapter. We're going to have you two introduce yourselves. We're going to start over with you, Madam President.
I am Hannah Lair, and I am from the United FFA Chapter, and I am the Chapter President.
I am Meredith Young. I am also from the United FFA Chapter, and I'm your Secretary.
And Hannah, you're a senior. Meredith, you're a sophomore. So we've got the upper and the underclassmen of the United FFA represented here. You just had FFA week. How did that go?
Very well. We had lots of activities. We started the week off with Truck Day, where members meet in the gravel parking lot, and we have a competition, and Meredith won Best Farm Truck. And then we also have Tractor Day, where members drive their tractors to school. I think we only had 4 or 5 tractors this year. Not very many, but enough for our photo.
So on Tractor Day, we wear OD'd also, which is official dress. So that was, we had a lot of members wear their OD for that. And then at the end of the week, we ended off with an event that a lot of our high school students like, which is the Jell-O Slide. So that's a big hit during FFA week.
Now I gotta ask, what do you look for when you judge the best farm truck?
Well, we have the newest, the oldest, the cleanest, the dirtiest. The best farm truck, I mean, Meredith's truck is older, so I think
we also
Meredith
had biggest,
that.
Right?
Yes, yeah. Biggest, yes, so. For sure.
So you got all the categories discovered.
Yes.
That sounds like you had a fun week. The videos you had on Facebook looked like a lot of fun as well, which you can find if you look up the United FFA Facebook page. But I did mention we've got a senior and a sophomore here. So for you, Hannah, as a senior, getting ready to graduate this year, what are your plans for after high school?
I'm going to go to Carl Sandburg, but my major is unknown as of now. I haven't decided if I want to go into ag yet. I would like to, but I'm not sure what for yet.
I know you just said that you don't know if you're going to go into ag, but how has FFA played a role in determining your future and what you might want to do?
Well, it for sure has boosted my confidence in public speaking, because I would have never guessed I would be at the radio station doing an interview. And I always told the upperclassmen that I was not going to be an officer. I was too shy, and I was not going to stand up there in front of all those people at banquet. But that has for sure played a large role in planning my future.
And for you, Meredith, as an underclassman, you're an officer already as a sophomore. What are some goals that you have for the rest of your time in high school and in FFA?
I think by starting being on the senior officer team early like I have, I think it's just going to build my knowledge further for my next 2 years, and I would love to be a president my senior year. So I think it's just the leadership and just the idea of being there and getting to know the stuff we do as officers.
And you did point out you called it senior officer team because your chapter is the one with a secondary officer team.
Yes. This year, it's new. We have added a junior officer team. I think this year we have 4 members. And it's just for them to get away, to get themselves out there and build their confidence within our chapter and come up with new ideas, help us, give us ideas, give them ideas for when they have higher positions. And so far this year, it's worked out very well.
Talking about the chapter and what's been going on, do you have any contests coming up or that's passed that we want to give some shout-outs to any of the members that have done some great work?
We had 3 members advance to district record books, Nevaeh, Luke, and Rachel, and they all did very well in their areas.
We also have a couple livestock judging events coming up, which a lot of people like to participate in those as well.
And you did mention a little bit about ag business too. Is that an area?
Yes. Ag business is a competition that we do within the classroom. So that's something like they give us a week and you have to take the test and the knowledge test and advance your knowledge in the classroom instead of going out to a competition.
And outside of contests, what do you guys have coming up on the calendar?
Banquet is coming up April 27th. That's on a Saturday, where all of our members will meet together and they will get awarded for their accomplishments throughout the year. And then May 5th, new members will be elected for their upcoming officer roles for next year.
And for that election, when does that process start?
The application will be out the second or third week in April, and then they'll have about 2 weeks to finish that and get their letters of recommendations filled out from teachers and get that turned into either ag teachers.
So for anybody looking to become an officer or continue their time as an officer, what advice do you have for them after this year, both of you, as officers?
Get out within the community and let people know that you are there, because the community will help you a lot, and your public speaking abilities is helped a lot with, like, interviewing with the radio station.
Being an officer, I think you have to have the time to do it. So that's one thing, is you have to kind of be ready to participate and be the leadership as an officer. But yeah, you know, practice your public speaking and get really ready for those interviews, which not only help you get an officer, but for future jobs as well.
And we are talking for Ag Week. Both of you as FFA members kind of get to see ag in our community a lot more. It's what you focus on as well, whether you grew up on a farm or not. What is one thing that you like or love about agriculture, especially here in Western Illinois?
One thing I love about ag is it's a very great community to be involved in. There's so many different people within our United chapter that are great supporters, and they will help you in any way, shape, or form that you need help with, any livestock judging practice, any of that.
For me, I live on a farm, and I really like to run the grain cart. So I just like the environment that's around that. There's a lot to learn, not only about the crops, but about the maintenance on your tractors and as well.
Well, Hannah and Meredith, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Hannah Lair. She is the president of the United FFA chapter, joined with the secretary, Meredith Young, on AM 1330, FM 95.7, WRAM.